all aircraft leave two types of wake turbulence: prop or jet blast and wingtip vortices. The prop blast or jet blast could be hazardous to light aircraft on the ground behind large aircraft which are either taxiing or running up their engines. In the air, jet blast or prop blast dissipates rapidly, so blast from a prop or jet is not that hazardous in the air as it is on the ground. Wingtip vortices are a byproduct of the production of lift. When a wing is flown at a positive angle of attack, a pressure differential is created between the upper and lower wing surfaces. Pressure below the wing will be greater than the pressure above the wing. In attempting to equalize the pressure, air moves outward, upward, and around the wingtip, setting up a vortex which trails behind each wing. The strength of the vortex is governed by the weight, speed, and the shape of the wing. Maximum vortex strength occurs when the generating aircraft is heavy, clean, and slow. Heavy, clean, and slow. Clean means the configuration is such that flaps and or landing gear are retracted. Vortices generated by large aircraft in flight tend to sink below the flight path of the generating aircraft, fly at or above the larger aircraft's flight path in order to avoid the wake turbulence created by the wingtip vortices. Close to the ground, vortices tend to move laterally. A crosswind will tend to hold the upwind vortex over the landing runway, while a tailwind may move the vortices forward into the touchdown zone. To avoid wake turbulence when landing, note the point where a preceding large aircraft touched down and then land past that point. On takeoff, liftoff should be accomplished prior to reaching the rotation point of a preceding large aircraft. For your flight path, should then remain upwind and above the preceding aircraft's flight path.